The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, you've heard me address the Our Father so many times that what I think I will do is just concentrate today on that last commandment that Jesus gives, which of course is embedded right in the middle of the Our Father. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespassed against us. And Jesus then reiterates, if you don't forgive one another, the sins that they have committed against you, neither will your heavenly Father do the same for you. And of course, we see this repeated several times in the gospel, in the Sermon on the Mount. We see it again in the parable of the wicked steward who basically beats the one servant after his master has let him off the hook for much indebtedness, and many other manifestations in the gospel and in St. Paul. The centrality of forgiveness is so important as almost the first precept of love. Sometimes we think, maybe it's the compassion of the Good Samaritan. Well, yes, it is. It is the compassion of the Good Samaritan. That's very, very important in Jesus's view of love. Sometimes we think that it's also, ability to seek peace, as we see in the Beatitudes. Yes, being a peace seeker and a peacemaker is very, very important characteristic in love. But really, the key from which everything else seems to stem is this idea of forgiveness and even the love of enemies. That is to say, the love of people that you have a legitimate right to have something against, to hold some kind of an accounting or penalty against. And why does Jesus concentrate so much on this? Because love can't even get off the ground. The idea of having a compassionate heart, the idea of being a peacemaker, the idea of being gentle-hearted, the idea of being humble-hearted, it's so hard to get it off the ground if we don't forgive one another from the heart. Because as Jesus and the whole Bible tells us, that violence begets violence and vengeance begets vengeance. And there's just no way out of that cycle. If we just keep holding grudges against people, then of course we're going to just get madder and madder. And if we don't let go, if we don't give God the just penalty, if we don't try to love our enemy, if we don't try to forgive from the heart, then of course it just builds up and builds up, and the resentment builds up and builds up until of course we get to the point of just being the opposite of a peacemaker, the opposite of compassion. What we wind up doing is seeking vengeance at every turn. And of course that vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So the idea, is we've got to stop the cycle of vengeance and violence. And so, of course, Jesus says that's the first step in love, to stop the resentment, to stop the cycle of vengeance begetting vengeance and violence begetting violence. Then everything else can proceed. It's not to say that we should let, as Christians, people run over us. We don't have to let people run over us. We're always, responsible, as it were, for our own protection, to keep ourselves safe in some sense, and to maintain a proper set, the appropriateness of, protection over our own bodies and our own psyches and so forth. No question about that. We have a right to self-defense, as it were, a right to protect ourselves in that sense. But we do have an obligation to try and let go of things. Because if we do let go into God's hands with this wonderful prayer, which I give to God all the time, Lord, you are the just judge. You take care of it. Lord, you are the just judge. You take care of it. If I do that, then of course, what begins to happen is I begin then to let go. And if I can actually let go, then I can begin to forget. And if I begin to forget, I interrupt the cycle of resentment, of anger, and of course, vengeance begetting vengeance, and violence begetting violence. And that is the course to love and peace. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.